Help KCRW win a prestigious Webby Award. Click or visit kcrw.com/webby to cast your vote.
And truck stops, and hamburger joints, and Cadillac limousines, and the company of has-beens.
Welcome to the Strangers Podcast from KCRW's Independent Producer Project. My name is Leah Tao, and last year I moved to Los Angeles. And, you know, of course, I started having some of those classic L.A. experiences where you see famous people in random places. One night I was having dinner in a restaurant and Brad Pitt was having dinner like five tables over from me. But, of course, I didn't look, you know, because I didn't want to be a sucker and I didn't want to bother him. But then another day, I was in line at this health food cafe, and there was this woman in front of me, and I was like, I know her. But I couldn't place her, and I was like, who is this? And I started going through all the pockets of people that I know in my life. And finally, I figured it out. I was like, oh, she was the dark-haired sister on the Roseanne show. This is why you think you know her. And I felt terrible for having stared at her that whole time. And it made me think about this whole dynamic with celebrities and their relationship to strangers, which is so different from the relationship the rest of us have because they get recognized all the time. I guess that's kind of obvious, but what does that actually feel like? And it's one thing if you're an actor, but what if you've played some much more controversial role in the public eye? Like, I know even ball players get yelled at on the street, you know, for missing a catch during the game. But what if you're the district attorney? And your office has prosecuted thousands of people that you don't actually know, but they all know you.
So I was out in Utah skiing with my family.
Gil Garcetti is the former district attorney here in L.A., and I went to talk to him about being confronted by strangers.
And I'm just skiing off a chairlift when another skier comes up, cuts me off, leans into me with his finger pounding in my chest and said, you prosecuted me for murder. The thing that came into my mind was the old James Bond movie where he is skiing like crazy over mountains. I'm a fairly good skier, but I'm not a great skier, but I'm thinking, how in the hell am I going to get out of here? And then he said, I'm a dentist. I said, wait a minute, murder, dentist? What's going on? And I looked at him and said, you prosecuted me for murder because I killed a burglar in my house and the jury acquitted me. He was really getting angry at this point. But I popped that anger when I said, I'm sorry, I know nothing about your case. Said, we have almost 100,000 felonies a year. And I don't know most of those cases. But if what you're telling me is accurate, you know, whatever the story is, I'll find out. And he gave me his card. And he skied off, and I'm still a little rattled by this because I didn't know what he was up to. It turns out he was prosecuted, he was acquitted, but he shot a man who was in his backyard who was drunk, and he was shot twice in the back. So I can see why a jury acquitted him, but I could also see why the district attorney's office prosecuted him. Two sides to every story.
Once I started talking to Gil Garcetti, I realized that this kind of thing happens to him a lot.
Let me give you one other stranger story. I was at a formal event at the Los Angeles County History Museum. And it was the reception time, and everyone was standing around talking. And all of a sudden, everyone hears, and I hear, this woman yell out, "You killed her!" And she's shouting. She's marching, she's looking at me, and she's coming through the crowd and said, "You killed her! You killed her!" I looked at her. I didn't recognize her, didn't know who she was. My security, who usually melts into the background, all of a sudden came forward. They stopped her, and then I went forward, and I said, "I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about. I don't recognize you." She said, "My daughter would be alive today if you hadn't let him out of prison." For me, it was emotional then. It still is today. Because she lost her daughter.
Gil retired from public office in 2000. But that didn't stop people from recognizing him, and he still gets approached by people on the street. But in our last story today, Gil is not the one being intruded upon. He is the intruder.
It was a Saturday afternoon. I'm out canvassing for votes for my son, Eric, who's running for Los Angeles City Council. The voters had just recently told me to go and find something else to do with my life. So I'm out, but I'm helping my son. So I know it's a double-edged sword. Some people might like me, some people may not. So we're out, and I have a 17-year-old Los Angeles high school student with me. And she had never gone canvassing for votes before. So I was kind of helping her to learn the deal. I said, okay, now watch me a few times. We go knocking on doors. People would come. Some are receptive. Some, you know, don't want to talk to anyone. I said, the underlying theme here is you have to be persistent. Friendly. You can't be antagonistic, but you have to be persistent. But then we went to this one house in Highland Park, and I knocked on the door, and there was no response. And again, I looked at her, and I said, okay, see, this is what I mean. You know there are people inside, so don't give up. So I knocked harder on the door, and someone yelled, we don't want to buy anything. And I yelled back, looking at my student, we're not here to sell anything. Maybe it was fudging a little bit. I decided at that point, because no one came to the door, I'll really pound on the door. So I went whack, whack, whack on the door 3 times, hard. And she's kind of startled at how hard I hit it. All of a sudden, the door swings open. My God, there's a wedding going on inside. In this small house, in the living room, there are a bunch of people. There's a woman in a gown, wedding bridal gown. There's a man in a tuxedo. And they're in the middle of a wedding ceremony, and I've just interrupted them, for heaven's sakes. And this man looks at me, and he says, Mr. Garcetti, he recognized me. I said, I'm sorry, I didn't know there was a wedding. And he says, that's okay, Mr. Garcetti, come on in. I said, no, you've got a wedding. That's all right, I'm here for something else. I said, no, please come in. So the two of us walk in. And I'm very upset with myself. You know, I've interrupted a very special occasion. But the father is introducing me to everyone, introducing the student to everyone. And then he finally asked, I said, so why were you knocking on the door? I said, well, I'm here to try and recruit you to vote for my son, Eric. I said, oh, they brought me some punch and some other stuff. And I said, God, they've got to get on with this. And finally, I stood up. And I said, I'm really sorry for interrupting this. And they were all smiling. In fact, they asked me to pose with them for a photograph. As I was walking out the door, the father said, I said, I'm really glad you came. And besides, you have 7 voters here, and they'll all be voting for Eric. So as I walked out, you know, I looked up at my student colleague, and she kind of looked at her, what do you think? Said, well, I surely didn't expect that. But it did get 7 votes for Eric.
Okay, so those were 3 little stories from Gil Garcetti about being a public figure and being recognized by strangers. If you have a story about meeting strangers, you don't have to be famous, but if you have a story about meeting a stranger or being a stranger or going to a strange place, email me at strangers@kcow.com. And if you like this podcast, you can subscribe on iTunes or on kcow.com/strangers. I want to thank our guest today.
My name is Garcetti, Gil Garcetti. These days, I'm a photographer. I'm working on a project in West Africa, wellsbringhope.org.
Hello. You want a cup of coffee? I'm sorry. Would you like a cup of coffee? Okay, you take cream and sugar? Sure.
And truck stops and hamburger joints.
Strangers is a part of KCOW's independent producer project. And I want to thank our funders, the Annenberg Foundation, the Goldhirsch Foundation, and the Roth Family Foundation. Thank you. I also want to thank J.C. Swadek, Jake Warga, and Suzanne Costas for their help with the Strangers podcast. I'm Leah Tao. Don't be a stranger.
In the pages of history, in suicidal cavalry attacks, I recognize. Myself in every stranger's eyes, and in wheelchairs by monuments, and a tube train. Commuter accidents, in council care and county courts, at Easter fairs and seaside resorts, in drawing rooms and city malls, in award-winning photographs of life rafts in the China seas, in transit camps under arc lamps, on unloading ramps, in faces blurred by rubber stamps, I recognize. Myself.